I'd like now to welcome Karen Roth, Barbara Cohen, and Paul Zisman. They are all part of the Santa Fe 50-plus Senior Olympics Committee. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
So the Senior Olympics 50-plus is an event that opens in March. Registration is already happening. What's it all about?
Well, this is we're one of the few states in the nation that has local senior games. And state games. The Senior Olympic program itself is a national program that's called National Senior Games. And we have been holding senior games in Santa Fe for, I think, over 25 years now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When you say we're one of the few to have a local event, what do you mean?
Local games, most states don't have local games. They just have a state game, and therefore it allows fewer people to participate. But we like our locals. Every county in New Mexico has local games. Ours begin March 15th and go through the end of May. We offer everything from archery to swimming and everything in between. So I'll let someone else describe some of the events.
Are most of the people who participate people who have been athletes in the rest of their earlier parts of their lives?
Not necessarily. I think that there are a lot of people who do. I'm a swimmer, so they swim for relaxation. They've never competed before. But they hear about Senior Olympics, like I heard about Senior Olympics from the chair here that just spoke, Karen Roth, in the locker room of Salvador Perez, and I thought, wow, that's something I would like to do. So the nice thing with the local games is they're kind of low-key, and people can just go. They need to register now, today through February 25th, and you register at the Meg Center.
At the what?
Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center on Alto Street. So that's the thing that I have to think about. I register now, but I compete in mid-March to end of May,
Okay. Depending
on what my sport is.
Now, are these events subdivided by age? So in other words, a 50-year-old would have a tremendous advantage over a 75-year-old in whatever the event is, or most of them. Let's not count necessarily talent show and shuffleboard, but some of the other events like track and field and swimming.
Yes, the events are categorized by every 5 years there's a change in with whom you compete with. But sometimes we don't have so many people that we can fill in all the age categories, so we combine them. And in some events it's kind of loose, and people are grouped more by ability than ages. So it's strictly speaking, at the local level, I'll say it's kind of loose, but at the state level, national level, it's very strict that you have to compete within your age group. So it goes like from 50 to 55, 54.
Yeah. Does the Santa Fe Senior Olympics then feed into states and nationals? How does that work?
Well, if you qualify at the local level, which, because there are not that many athletes, it's almost everybody qualifies for a state event. And then state games are held the end of July. And those who are then interested in going to nationals are every 2 years in the odd year. And several of us compete in nationals as well.
What do you compete in?
I compete in swimming and triathlon.
And when you think about the kind of speeds and accomplishments that you have at this age, how different are they from people competing in their 30s and 40s?
Well, at nationals, it's very, very strong competition. A lot of fast people. But I've placed at nationals, and I consider myself an average swimmer when you're looking at national swimmers. But it's that's not really winning isn't everything in Senior Olympics, because we've all enjoyed meeting people from all different backgrounds, and it allows the average person to free throw a basketball. And that's the sport. To sprinting and track, archery, golf, bowling, all kinds of opportunities.
Badminton? Do people take up badminton just so they can compete in this kind of thing?
Yes.
And now we're offering pickleball. Maybe Paul could tell us about pickleball.
It's pickleball is a sport that was kind of developed for older people who would like to find an alternative to tennis and perhaps badminton. It's played with a pickleball, with a wiffle ball indoors, and you have a tennis net in the middle of the court, and you play with things that the paddles that look like ping pong paddles, but they're larger, so you can still get spin effects on the wiffle ball, and you still serve, and it's a lot like tennis, but it's slowed down a lot, and so it's a great way to still keep up with the racquetball sport. Even though maybe you can't compete with 30-year-olds like you mentioned before, and maybe you don't move as fast, but you want to try to stay at your optimum fitness level. And so that's why a lot of people do the Senior Olympics, too. I mean, I do badminton. I want to keep my reflexes, as up to par as I can. And so badminton, I found, is a great way. It's fast, but yet it's not as fast as maybe tennis, the way the younger people play.
Yeah, serves going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, you can, in badminton, you can do that too. We do have tennis. I was just using tennis.
You can serve 90 miles an hour in badminton?
Yeah.
I think not.
You can. It's considered the fastest racket sport, actually. If you ever see it in the Olympics, you'll see what I mean, when they play at that level. So
cycling is part of it also, bowling, now horseshoes, and talent show. That doesn't seem like an Olympic sport. That's just something you kind of throw in for fun.
Yeah, I happen to be the event manager for the talent show. It's competitive, but not in the sense that people are all wound up about it. But there, we do give medals, and it's a way of people to perform and demonstrate their talents, and we have dance and comedy routines and guitar playing. Some people read their poetry and do different vocal presentations. But our definition of sport is a bit wider than, say, the National Olympics or the International Olympics. So we can include more people.
Do you have any old-time comedians from TV and radio who get involved?
Not
that would be
state.
Good. When you get to be 50, we'll invite you to. Maybe you can.
What, am I a comedian now? We're talking about the 50-plus Senior Olympics that are taking place here in Santa Fe. Now, anything else that you want to let people know?
I would like to let people know that at the Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center and on a few dates at the Genevieve Chavez Center, they have a book that has all the dates of these sports. So you'll know that racquetball is on Friday, March 18th. So when you do register now through February 25th, you want to pick up that local games book and check to see when your sport is competing so that you know you're available at that time.
And you can also find it on the internet. Are there ways that people can get together with each other and practice before all of this? Do you have classes and so on set up?
Do you want to say what she, Joyce?
Yeah, that's really the whole idea. I mean, our goal is to help people participate in sports so that they can enhance their fitness levels. And so, yeah, almost all the sports, there's opportunities for that. For example, pickleball is meeting on Fridays at 9:30 at the shop.
Did you have to call it pickleball?
I don't know where that. Oh, I know where that came from, but we don't have to go into it. and I'd also like to say that Tai Chi is another of the new sports that we have pickleball is new and Tai Chi is new.
Can you compete in Tai Chi?
In the same way that you can compete in the talent events and in gymnastics, yes. But the some people really emphasize the competition. Others, like myself, I'm into it more for the fitness part. Like I do Tai Chi and badminton to keep coordinated and keep my aerobic levels up to par. So, yeah, you can actually compete in Tai Chi, but we don't. It's not stressed as much. What is stressed is that you do get, like you mentioned, the regular practice and the weekly practice at the recreation centers or different schools around town.
I would like to add that with each registration, the cost is $12. Also, once you've participated in your event, you get a 15-punch free pass at the Chavez Center. Good all year. And last year we had over 400 people who actually participated in Senior Olympics in Santa Fe County alone.
Karen Roth, Barbara Cohen, and Paul Zisman are with the Santa Fe 50-plus Senior Olympics Committee. And if you Google any combination of Santa Fe Senior 50-plus Olympics, you will find it on the web. And you can also, once again, register by the 25th of February at
Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center on Alto Street.
Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.